Chav Cheshvat, Chodesh Halvavos, Thursday night. We're in Shaar Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Hamishi. We're on page Kuf Pei Beis. The top line, really. The Yetzer Hara was now saying, that you should do things so that people should hold of you. Not before he was saying you should do things so that people should like you and they shouldn't mess you up, and you know you should be mekubal on Bnei Yodah. Now it's people should know about your strong points. It's a subtlety, but he's saying people should know about that you're a masmid, and people should see how you daven, and they'll learn from you, and why should you hide it, and make sure that people... You see, kavod is not a bad thing. It says in the pasuk, v'nasati lahem b'veisiu v'chomosai, yad v'shem, tol mi bonim mi bonos, keser shem tol.
Sometimes these are appropriate.
We're going to learn. Let's see what the Chavit HaLavos answers. He calls it the Yetzahara. And people will learn from you, and you'll get schar. So don't do things b'tznius, but do things publicly, and make sure people know about the good things that you do. That's what the Yetzahara says. And you'll have kavod in olam hazeh, and you'll have schar in olam haba. So we're now on the top line of daf kuf pei beis. Ba'oz toshiv lo, you should answer him as follows. Umato ileini tehilas b'nei yodom li. When people praise me, it's absolutely meaningless. What good will it do me? V'dabram tov olai, v'hatzdikam osi, im yidiyosi, im milui chovosi l'fnei Hashem. I know my weak points. I know what I did this morning. I know what I did this afternoon. I know what I did an hour ago. Again, we're in Yichud HaMaisa. I'm focused on pleasing Hashem. Let's face it, I don't gain anything if people think that I daven so nicely and people think this and people think that. Hashem knows.
You don't, but if they improve...
Wait. Let's learn what he says, and then we'll talk about it. Let's learn his whole piece here. V'gamma yo'ileini kabdom v'yikramosi. It's not objectively meaningful. Like if I manage to fool them, like if I know I'm fooling them in essence. So, right? People like to get, let's say, recognition, but I know that I'm full of faults. I'm full of faults that people don't know about. So the fact that they're praising me is really, right, the kabbalah I'm getting is not, doesn't mean anything. They're not doing anything for me. It's not like they can affect me in any way. In fact, if I do what you suggest and I make a goal to get kavod from people, so I'm going to end up, they're going to chop what I'm doing and they're going to think I'm a faker, I'm a phony. That's what you should tell the Yetzirah. You can't really, who says I can fool people? If I do it for that, they're going to chop, that's why I'm doing it. I'll end up with bizyonis. You have to fight the Yetzirah back in this way, telling him that if I do things with an eye towards getting kavod and people looking up to me, what do I do if they chop what I'm... First of all, it's really meaningless, he says. That's number one you should point out. It's meaningless. I know my faults. I know, you know. So what good does it do me that someone who doesn't know my faults thinks I'm great? Number two is, what do I do if they chop that I'm doing it as a means to get their approval, and then they I'm a vaza me. They make fun of me. So I ended up like shooting myself in the foot.
But I'm still trying to grasp what he's trying to say. Is he saying that you're allowed to do these actions?
He's not talking. Let's finish up the whole thing, right? Let's follow. He's addressing a certain yetzer hara that tells a person, again, that tells a person to do things so that people will give him kavod, so that people will look up to him, and he sugarcoats it. He said, after all, people will learn from you, you'll become a role model, you'll teach others. That's how he sugarcoats it. His goal is to get you to do things shelo lishma, to make sure that what you do is the opposite of shar yichud hamaisa, that Hashem is the furthest thing from your mind, right? A person comes to shul, he could learn, he can daven, he can give tzedakah, he can do a lot of good things, and Hashem is the furthest thing from his mind. He's doing it because it's what expected of him, it's something that makes him, you read these stories about people that do things because it puts them in a prominent position, and everybody, it gives them a certain stature. They can become, Baruch Hashem, in a frum society, someone that conducts himself a certain way is given, we do look up to him, right? So if you don't chap that he's only doing it so that you should look up to him, so it works. So he's calling that the Yetzer Hara. To what degree? Again, the Chaim Zalmanis is talking as an ideal, as an extreme. Nowadays, it's more common for us to tell people, if you are a masmid, we tell it to people. We meaning mashgichim, spiritual mentors. They will tell people. We're going to talk about that. It's an arichos, and we have to flesh it out. But what the Chaim Zalmanis calls the Yetzer Hara is very commonly said by parents, certainly to children, and it's said by people. Someone comes to me and says, a private conversation, I learn 18 hours a day, I say, do me a favor, learn in the shul so that people see your learning, they'll say, oh, I also want to learn 18 hours a day, or I also want to learn, if he's learning 18 hours a day, let me learn 10 hours a day, let me learn 5 hours a day, let me learn a half hour a day, right? You'll be an inspiration to others. I would say that to someone. What, you're shutting yourself up in your house, let someone see you. So we have to talk about this, and we have to see if it's a weakness that we have, that we're children, we're all children, and we're not holding by what the Chaim Zalmanis is talking about, or if there's a way to say, I want to push it off to next week. Right now I want to learn what the Chaim Zalmanis is saying. He calls that the Yetzer Hara. To play to the crowd is Yetzer Hara. Now, I should hope he would say it. He's in Shar Yichud HaMaisa, which is teaching us that we only have one crowd to play to, and that's Hashem. And he's telling you how to deflect what the Yetzer Hara is saying. Yetzer Hara is painting this rosy picture that people are going to look up to you, and you are worthy of kavod, and kavod b'olam hazeh, and you get tzchai l'olam haba. He quotes a pasuk that v'sisi l'cha Hashem gadol. Hashem tells, let's see, Shmuel Beis Perek Zion, he's probably talking maybe to Shaul or to David HaMelech, v'sisi l'cha Hashem gadol k'shem ha'gadolim asher ba'aretz. Hashem promises you kavod, right? Orech yom b'mina b'smola osher v'chavod. So apparently kavod is a good thing. It's a good thing. If Hashem promises us a reward, he wouldn't promise a bad thing as a reward. That's the Yetzer Hara saying. So there, it's a no-brainer. That the answer to that is that Hashem could give it to you as schar, but that shouldn't be your reason for doing it. It shouldn't be your motivation. Not just because it's an impure motivation. Because what the Chaim Zalmanis is trying to teach us in this whole shar is that the only correct motivation for a Jew should only be Hashem's will. Any other motivation, and I'm going to use very harsh words now because the Chavetz Chavodes uses harsh words. Any other motivation has a smell of Avodah Zarah to it. That's Avodah Zarah. Any other being that you're worshiping, that you're doing things in order to make that happy, that is Avak, Avodah Zarah. That's the smell of Avodah Zarah. Anything other than Hashem is Avodah Zarah. So he's telling you how to fight back, because it sounds very alluring. You figure, I have nothing to lose. I'm doing the mitzvah anyway. I'm being moser nefesh for the mitzvah anyway. I'm putting in my 18 hours a day of learning. So part of the schar is the kavod of people getting me. And then the Eighth Torah tells, and people will learn from you, and it's a very good thing. Your daughter will get a good shidduch, your kids will get into good schools, and it'll be very good. People will look up to you. And what's wrong? So you'll get, you know. So you have to fight that, because it's not allowing you to perfect your avodas Hashem. Because your perfection, or your even moving towards perfection of avodas Hashem, is to cut out these side things. Again, we'll learn it and then we'll talk about it. So he says the first thing is to point out to the Yetzer Hara that you're not interested, that you know yourself. A person knows themselves better. Anybody in the world knows their own faults better than other people know their faults. So tell the Torah, what? It's kind of silly of me to feel good about myself if other people are giving me kavod, because they don't know what I did this morning, or they don't know what I did yesterday, or they don't know what I did last week. And if they would find out, boy, like, forget it. So I do know what I did this morning, yesterday, last week. So it's empty. I'd be a fool if I would feel good because they're giving me kavod. It's empty kavod. They don't, because they don't know me. If they knew me, they wouldn't do this. That's number one. Number two, you tell him, what do I do if they chap, which people inevitably do, because if you look at people by a dinner, you'll see that the people will chap that I'm doing it for kavod. Then they're gonna end up making fun of me. I'm gonna suffer bezoinus. Forget about kavod. Forget about that the kavod is medume, it's based on a false premise, and it's not real kavod because they don't know what I did today, but they're really laughing at me when I'm not looking. Tell that to the Yetzirah. Why should I do this and have people laugh at me? Because the minute people chap, and they inevitably do, that I'm doing it in order to get kavod, they laugh at you. So that's number two. The nimtza shef sadati ma'asai, so I messed up. Ba'asosi ha'matora bo sholei l'shem shemayim. V'lo tusag li bo tikvasi mibnei adam b'olam hazeh. First of all, I'll mess up. I'll end up doing things shelo l'shma, not the way Hashem wants me to do it. And second of all, I won't even have the kavod. Because everybody behind my back, right? What good is it for me to get shishi if on my way up to the Torah, everybody's laughing? They go, look, you know, you got shishi. I hope he's happy now. The Omru le'echad asorim, and again, an apocryphal story. He says, they asked someone, Heich motzachem beinecha kriyas haploni? How do you like that guy's leining? Such a beautiful leining? Or maybe davening? Who are you about? Kol orei, such a beautiful voice. They are nagin, and he knows the trump so good. Be'ez kriyas ha'betorah? Wasn't that beautiful laning? Have you ever heard such a nice laning in your life? Not one mistake. He got every dogesh, he got every word, and he has such a sweet voice. Very geschmack, no? Omar, he answered, Heich timtzuchem beinai kriyas. It was disgusting. I was nauseated by his laning. Because, Mishain Akoriosa, because I could tell that every moment of his laning, he's thinking how people are admiring his laning. Maybe we can relate to this more if you think of chazonim, who are just waiting for people to tell them how nice they davened. I know, I'm nauseated, because his whole beautiful laning was that I should say, tell him how beautiful his laning was. So how could I like it? You know, when I would have liked it, I would have loved it if I would have felt that his whole intention in davening that way is to be Mosechem Bene Hashem, Ilun Eskavin Borotzen Hashem Yisala B'Levad. Now that's a beautiful laning. But if I think that he's like doing it for me, to get something from me, so I don't, that's like disgusting. I don't like that at all.
Isn't that a little presumptuous to begin with, to try and figure out what somebody else is thinking while they're doing a mitzvah?
Maybe it's presumptuous, but okay, he's talking a theoretical story. You could know. You can ask me if you want. You could know, sometimes it's obvious. I mean, he's making a point. Maybe you can't know. Maybe you're right and you can't know. But he's making a point, because sometimes you could know, right? You see when the guy leads the Omer and he waits for the Yesher Koyachs. He like pauses a little waiting for the Yesher Koyachs. Or he warbles a little too much. And you know he's doing it for the crowd, not for Hashem. Again, we all do this now. I don't know, nowadays, in the days of the Chavis of Lovers, they also did it. He's demanding from us a purity of action that really is more than, I don't know if it's more than we're capable of. Maybe it's more than we're capable of at this point of our lives. I don't know, or maybe we are capable of it. This is children, the Rambam says, you got to give candy to get them to learn. You got to give them candy. So, you know, when do you stop being a child? At 20, at 30, at 40, at 50? At some point, you should, you know, he's talking, what?
At some point you got to grow up.
Yeah, at some point you have to grow up.